Hey Alexa, what's the definition of hustle?
To be aggressive, especially in business or other financial dealings.
You're listening to the H for Hustle podcast, designed to inspire future entrepreneurs to take the leap from working for someone else to pursue their passions and side hustles and turning them into full-fledged businesses. My name is Jerome Fenton. I'm a serial entrepreneur. Every week, I'll be speaking with an entrepreneur that has taken that leap. We'll be talking about the lessons they've learned and how they've turned their passions and side hustles into full-fledged businesses. Today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. Now, guys, being a small business owner, you have to wear multiple hats. And one of those hats that I don't wear really well is the financial aspect, right? Invoicing, reporting, all those things I'm just not good at. And I had to search the internet to find an all-in-one solution. And I found that solution in FreshBooks. It was a simple all-in-one solution. They helped me with invoicing. They helped me with expense reporting. They helped me with bill paying. And they also, around tax time, they helped me out tremendously when I was able to just hand it over to my accountant and they were able to pull all the reports and made my life just that much easier. Now, I want you guys to try it for yourself with a 30-day free trial. All you have to do is go to hforhustle.co/freshbooks. That's hforhustle.co/freshbooks. Now, let's get into the episode. H for Hustle Podcast, welcome back. Another illustrious episode up ahead. And on today's episode, guys, you got me. It's a solo episode today, guys. I've been looking at all the numbers of the podcast, and I had no idea that the solo episodes got so many plays and so many downloads. I didn't know you guys liked me this much. Thank you so much. I had no idea. If you guys had just told me, I would have, you know, just cut the guest out and just did a whole bunch of solo episodes. Nah, I'm joking, because I really love the interview episodes as well. But today is a solo episode, and I wanted to come on here and talk about something. I just got off the phone with someone who I was coaching, and it dawned on me that this would be a really cool podcast topic. So the topic is customers don't pay for price, they pay for value. So I was just coaching this person, and they were saying that they were going to start lowering their prices of the service that they were offering because they weren't getting enough customers. And I told her, you know, people don't pay for lower prices, they pay for value. You have to apply a value proposition. Why should they pay for your service versus bringing your prices down? So that's what I'm going to talk about today, how to apply value to your service or product and why that's more important than bringing your prices down. So before I started this episode, I did some research to see if there were any companies that never give discounts and never give sales. And I was able to find a ton of them. And it's a lot of the companies that we know and we love and we actually use and we praise these companies in a very high level because of what they provide. So I'm gonna go through the list really quickly of companies that never give sales or discount. Number one, Apple. You'll never see Apple sell you an iPhone for a discount. Whole Foods, I didn't know that and then I started thinking about it and I was like, oh yeah, that's so true. The next one is MAC Cosmetics. Next one is Louis Vuitton. That's so true. Louis Vuitton, you'll never go to a Louis Vuitton store and see discounted handbags. It's just impossible. Chanel. I actually know that about Chanel. Chanel, they even take their quality to another level that they're never doing a discount. And when things don't sell, they literally throw their leather bags into a leather shredder and get rid of the product. They will never sell it to a secondhand person to sell it again. They would rather get rid of it than to bring their prices down. The next one is Tiffany & Co. They're known for having high quality jewelry, high quality silver, high quality diamonds. The next one is Tesla. Tesla, you'll never go to a Tesla dealer, or they don't really have dealers, they have stores and they have online. You'll never see a Model 3, a Roadster, the Tesla truck, the Jeep, any of it. You'll never see any of them for a discount. The price is what the price is. and Sephora. You know, I didn't know much about Sephora. I had to ask my wife. I was like, do you ever get discounted sales in Sephora? She's like, tell me if there's a discounted sale, because I'd go there and buy everything. And she said there's never a discount or sale. She said they have points, but they don't ever give you a discount or sale. So I did some further digging, and I realized what these companies offered was a value proposition, right? The value for Apple is they're selling you the best product for the best hardware and software for an easy to use computer. Whole Foods, they're selling you an organic food experience, the best and the highest grade of food possible. Same thing with Mac, they're offering you the best cosmetics that they can offer. Louis Vuitton, same thing, the best grade of leather, the best handbags, best design. Chanel, it's the same thing, best handbags, best product. And you know, it keeps going. Tesla offers you an electric car at the best price and for the best product. You know, so if you think about it, what they do is they make their value proposition the best that they can offer you. They offer you the best product, the best service, the best whatever it is at the highest price point possible. Now, with that, they might not make as many sales, but when they do make a sale, it's a quality sale, because that person or that customer is looking for that product to be the absolute best. Like, no one buys an iPhone because they want the second or the third or the fourth best phone. They want the absolute best phone, the most innovative phone, the phone that's going to give them the best pictures, the best everything. You buy a Tesla because you want the best electric car in the market. There are other electric cars on the market, but when you think of electric cars, you think of Tesla. So now, the reason why I wanted to bring this up is a lot of small business owners start offering a product or service and they don't come up with their value proposition first, right? And trust me, I was guilty of this too. When I first started my cleaning company, I just wanted to bring the cheapest price so I can get customers right away. And I realized very quickly, if you say you have a cheap price just to try to get customers, you're going to get the customers that you don't want. So after I realized, after about 6-7 customers and I wasn't making any money, we were cleaning, but we weren't making any profits and the customers were a headache, I realized quickly that we have to change something. And with that was, we had to change what our value proposition was. First, we realized what kind of services we wanted to provide. So we narrowed it down. We didn't try to offer everything. We only offered 3 services. Then we had to figure out what made us different in the marketplace. What made us different from all the other companies? I was in New York running a cleaning company. We weren't the biggest. We weren't the best. We didn't have the best everything. What made us different from all of the other companies? And that was something that we struggled with for a while. And then we figured out what made us better is that we're customizable. We can work with the client. We're just not going to give them a cookie cutter solution. We're going to give them a solution that was fit for their cleaning needs, right? We weren't going to say, hey, this is what it costs, this is the package. We were going to go in there and figure out what they needed down to. If they wanted the desk to be wiped, if they wanted the garbage out, if they wanted the garbage cans inside the garbage cans to be clean, we came up with a customizable cleaning solution for them. And that's what separated us in the marketplace, that we were making it a customizable cleaning solution versus a cookie cutter cleaning solution. Once we figured out what those things were, we then started changing all of our marketing material, our website, to match that. So yeah, our slogans were like the cleaning, you know, the customizable cleaning solution. We're able to offer something more customizable. It's more of not the cookie cutter cleaning solution. We changed all of our marketing solutions towards that. So then customers started knowing us for the company that was able to be customizable in their cleaning solution. And because of that, we were now different from all the other cleaning companies. We offered a value, and the value was, we're going to come to you before we even get started, before our contract is signed. We're going to figure out this cleaning solution that works best for your business. Some businesses wanted 7 days a week. Some businesses wanted 1 day a week. But when that 1 day a week we showed up, they wanted it in a very specific way. And we were able to offer that to them. And we then offered them a value. And with that value of being customizable, we were able to price it the way we wanted to price it. Now, that doesn't mean we didn't lose contracts. We lost contracts because some people didn't care about that. But the customers that did care about that customizable cleaning solution paid what the price was, right? And now we were starting to make profits, and we were starting to figure out that how we can grow as a company. So you don't always have to lower your prices. You might have to figure out what value are you offering to your customers, right? If you run a daycare, what makes you different than all the other daycares? Do you provide hot food? Do you provide a teaching experience that's quite different from all the other teaching experiences? If you run a car wash, what makes your car wash different? What makes your thing different? And then that is your value proposition. What separates you in the marketplace and how you deliver it to the customers. All these companies I listed off, Apple, Whole Foods, MAC Cosmetics, Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Tiffany & Co., Tesla, and Sephora all have a value proposition to the customer. They figured out what is the value proposition for the customer. How can the customer win by using them? And once they figured out, Apple figured out, we're going to offer the best product, best hardware and software, and easy to use for the customer. And that is what we're offering, the best hardware software solution and easy to use for the customer. And that's the price. It's the best design phone you're ever going to see in the market. Best cameras. They have the best of everything. Whole Foods, they offer you the best organic food experience that you can spend your money on. Now, you go into Whole Foods, they call Whole Foods whole paycheck, because you can go into Whole Foods and spend your whole paycheck getting the best food. But if that's something that matters to you, you will pay the price, right? Same thing with Tesla. They offer you the best electric car experience. There are other electric cars in the market, but when you think of electric cars, you think of Tesla, because that's what their value proposition is. So you won't mind spending $80,000 on a truck because it's the best electric car in the market. Same thing with Louis Vuitton and Chanel. They offer you the best handbag, the best leather, and the best shopping experience you can get. So before you think about lowering your prices for a customer, think about how you can change your value proposition to the customer. There are high-end services and then there are low-end services. You have to figure out what you want to be as a business owner and figure out your value proposition. You can sell the most expensive product in the category, but you also have to be offering a very, very, very high value proposition. So I hope you guys learned and got something from this episode. Don't always lower your prices. Think about how you can provide a better value for your customer. That's it, guys. I'm going to leave you guys with the quote that I always leave you with from the late, great Nipsey Hussle. The quote goes, "This game will test you. Never fold. Stay 10 toes down, because it's not on you. It's in you. And what's in you, they can't take away." That's it, guys. Peace. Boom.